Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's good. Let's go around the room and see and check in. Up first, our video producer. He's a dad of four. Be careful if you're on the road next to this guy. If you make him mad, he might, well, cuss you out as he's driving by. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Oh boy. Guys, so as you know, I am the head coach of my son's 9-year-old basketball team. And my wife's, after like Saturday's game, she says, "I think you're yelling too much." I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm a coach." She's like, "Yeah, but you yell." And I, Bones, just to give you kind of an image of what I coach, like, I'm like Eric Musselman, the head coach.
Oh, you're all energy all the time.
A lot of energy, ups and downs. Like, if they do something bad, yes, I yell at them and say, "What are you thinking?
Wow,
Jimmy,
you do.
Come on."
Do you yell more than the other coach?
I don't know. I don't listen to the other coach.
100%. You don't look at the other coach?
No.
Oh, yes.
I went to one game and I was like, dang, Eddie yells a lot.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But if they do something good, I'm like, "Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Charlie. That's what I'm talking about." So I'm yelling good or bad, but my wife thinks that I'm going a little too hard on the boys.
When you saw him lunchbox, did you think it was too much for
Like his son, like, was just playing defense one time, fouled. "What are you doing? I told you, do not reach."
Oh, wow.
And it's like, man, he was just
hustling. Why you go so hard?
Because parents are yelling at the same time, too, and I feel like if I don't yell, they won't hear me.
That makes a little bit of sense. I just wonder what the other coach does as opposed to you.
Yeah, I don't look at them.
But if
the other coach was just kind of walking up and down with his arms folded,
coaching,
just looking. Yeah, and he'd be like, "Oh, you know, Jimmy, go that way."
Just be aware. That's okay. It's just self-awareness.
All right, next game, I'm just not going to say anything.
Maybe turn it down 12%. Okay?
I'm not saying anything.
Around the room. If he ever did a good deed just for that deed, it'd be rare. Something else he doesn't do very often is cut his hair. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
I got a new money-making idea, guys, and I'm going to do it. I'm going into the stock market. So Morgan and Kevin were in the side room talking about how they're on Acorn and something called Robinhood. Don't know anything about it. But Morgan was talking about how they go on there and they buy these stocks, and she's made like $200 just buying stocks in the last couple years. And I was like, "Well, that sounds easy." And so I'm like, "Well, guys, how do you guys decide what stock you're going to buy?" "Oh, we just ask our friends." So this is great. So now I'm just going to start asking my friends what stock I need to buy. And I'm going to go to this Acorn or Robinhood. I guess it's online. And I'm going to buy stock.
It's an app. You can just go to an app. There's a lot of them.
I mean, they made it sound so easy.
If it were easy, I think everybody would be doing it. And I think everybody would be making money. But they're not.
Oh, well, they said that they just asked their friends. And their friends tell them what stocks to buy. So
Ray's a big stock guy. Or at least acts like he is.
Yeah, I was into cryptocurrency, and then it tanked. So now I'm deciding what my next venture is going
to
be.
You told me to buy a cruise ship.
Yeah, that's still good. That's never been better.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's Carnival, and
I
then,
didn't.
Yeah.
Morgan, What do you want to say about this?
I mean, we were talking about that, but Lunchbox was like shocked to hear that people actually invest in stocks. It's like he's never heard of stocks before.
No, I've heard of that S&P 3000 thing.
Close.
But I don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. Like, they put those numbers on the screen.
Well, what I would advise you is don't go too hard too fast. It's gambling.
And but which friends should he ask?
Yeah, which friends do I ask?
Don't ask me. I don't know anything about it.
But that's what I'm saying. Morgan's like, I'm like, she has all these friends.
Why don't you ask Morgan?
Hey, Morgan, what should I buy today?
You should probably buy some Amazon stock.
Well, see, right, you could. And it costs a whole, that's the easiest. It costs a whole lot.
Oh, it costs a lot of money?
And it's not really going to go up or down much.
Oh.
That's like solid. But if you want to make some money, you got to take some risks.
This reminds me of a conversation I overheard at a brunch the other day. I guess this guy might be an investor, and he was telling the table he was sitting with, literally the worst thing, I hate when people come to me and they're like, well, my friend told me to invest in this.
It's like a doctor.
It's the worst idea.
I saw this on Google. What is it? Okay, good luck, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
Let us know when you're rich.
Woo!
You know, it takes money to make money, though.
That's right. Here I come, Acorn. Is it called Acorn?
I don't know, dude. You can invest in whatever. You can use whatever platform you'd like. She's taking acting classes to help her get out of her shell, and she may get another role in a movie soon. You just never can tell. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Yeah. My friend had a worker steal jewelry from her house. And it's on camera. And they've already addressed it. It was earrings on the counter, real diamonds. And I just was like, oh my gosh, what would I do? Because now she's faced with whether or not to press charges. I thought, I don't think I could do it. Like, the company already knows who sent the person out, and I'm sure that's being handled. But, like, that person knows where you live, and if you press charges, I just feel like they may retaliate. So that was my advice to her, but I don't know what she's going to end up doing, and I was just curious what you would do.
I was looking up, like, if you steal from somebody's house, obviously it's a felony depending on how much you stole. Jewelry, I assume.
Diamonds.
I know.
Diamond earrings.
I mean, you can't be worried about them retaliating, because then nobody would turn anything in.
That's correct.
I know, but that's always my problem.
But I say that, though, scared of life. Myself, I would turn him. I turn him in.
Okay.
You owe it because they'll steal from somebody else. This is not an only time stealer. And if they have this job where they're in,
well, I don't know if they have the job anymore.
No, I mean just if it's their job, they're doing it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I get it. That's felony stuff there. Mm-hmm.
And just a reminder too, if you have people coming over, it sucks. But like maybe go around your house and be like, what do I need to put away?
Or just don't have diamonds.
They were a gift. Just put away your diamond. Yeah, I'm just saying she had them on the kitchen counter.
It's your house. You expect people not to steal when they're in your house.
Right.
Ray, what you got?
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, at the Grammys, he wore an expensive suit I want to steal, and he's known for always keeping it real.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I didn't have to pay for that suit, by the way. It's a weird situation. I don't know. I didn't have to pay for it, so don't hold it against me. So there's a guy named Joey Swole that I follow on TikTok. You guys know Joey Swole?
No.
Massive, by the way. He's just written. You would be like, why do I want to follow this guy that's like a bodybuilder? But he's like a positive bodybuilder. But what he's done, though, there are all these videos that mostly women were making in the gym. And they'd be like, I can't even work out because this guy's staring at me. And they'd be in like in a mirror. But the guy's not even really staring at them. They just like happen to look at him. So they would like put all these people on blast for no reason. And the culture got so bad where people were just recording guys in the gym. And so he would go on now and he like, we'll stitch on, and it'll play, and he'll be like, no, this is not what happened. This guy was doing this. He's so positive, he's starting to shut down this thing that people are doing. And he's like, you don't want this one guy looking at you work out, but you're making a video to post on social media with your butt right in the camera where you want everybody to see it for views. And so then, once they try to out these, then they shut their account. It's the most positive, hilarious, shaming thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. There's like a vigilante.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Swole.
No, it's the Joey Swole.
Oh, Joey Swole.
He's got 6.4 million followers.
What?
He's such popular. A positive person anyway, though. So I don't really follow a lot of bodybuilders, just one, the Joey Swole.
I'm going to have to watch this.
But there was this whole culture where people would take cameras into the gym and they would wear little tiny clothes, and then they would get guys, if the guy would just happen to look at them, they'd zoom in and be like, look what I'm dealing with at the gym. And then he's like, nope. You're actually working real hard. And that guy, what it looks like there is, he's like, dang, look at her. That's really good. It's crazy. Joey Swole is my hero. He doesn't know it, though. All right, we're here. We're ready to go. This is where we hear from you. It's the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I love listening to your show every morning on my way to work. My son is getting married March 25th, 2023. I need some help picking out our mother-son dance song. I have two songs in mind. The first one, Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw.
Always stay humble and kind.
The second one, My Wish by Rascal Flatts.
My wish for you.
He can't dance, so it's got to be slow. Which song would you pick? And Bobby, any advice on how to help my son be a better dancer? Sincerely, Mama Who Wants to Boogie. Well, a couple things here. One, you should pick whichever song means the most to you. You ain't going to turn a bad dancer into a good dancer in a week. And also, it's not about being a good dancer. It's a slow song. It's not even about dancing. And a slow song, you just rock back and forth, no problem. You could do it when you're 8. You could do it when you're 80.
Yeah.
You're not trying to do a routine, and it's not even about a routine. And also, you wouldn't pick a fast song anyway, really, for the mom-son dance. You're not going to Genuine Pony grind or to dip. I put my hand up on her hip. When she dips, I dip, we dip. That ain't happening on a mother-son. I'm going to tell you, stop worrying about it. You just want to pick one? Okay, Humble and Kind. Or pick the other one. I don't care. But I'll pick Humble and Kind because that's an awesome song. And you can just embrace and enjoy the moment. I would also suggest not doing a super long song. A 4.5 minute mom, son, dance song. It's long for everybody involved. So, but that's on you. But I'm just letting you know right now that it can be long. You know, you don't want to do Freebird.
Yeah, some people even cut songs.
They do, verse and chorus.
Yeah, boom.
Like Friday morning dance party, but mother done.
Yeah.
Mother, son, dance. Good luck. It's going to be a real special moment. Don't worry about the dancing. You can boogie later on when the DJ plays in the September, in Sympathico, in the September, Sympathico.
That's a jam.
It is a jam for a wedding.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'd like to shout out to everybody out there starting new families. There's a married couple in Mississippi. They want to start a family. She's 24, he's 85. Now, I'd use some commentary here. A Mississippi woman and her husband are ready to start a family. She's 24 and, well, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's 85. He's a retired real estate agent. They met at the Starkville laundromat and he proposed to her the next summer. She goes, I don't care if he's 155. I like him for him.
What?
He said she's got her life in order. She's great. The couple's making plans for IVF. They hope to have two children together, from the New York Post. We have a 24 and an 85. I'm going to go. Lunchbox is convulsing, basically. Ready to talk? Go ahead.
I mean, this dude, it must be rich, rich, rich. I mean, props to him for landing a 24-year-old. And here's the thing. He can have babies because he ain't going to be around to take care of them. So he doesn't have to worry about it. He gets to hook up with this hot 24-year-old. And, hey, you know what? More power to him. Props to him.
He's all by himself.
Single clap.
Like, that is so crazy. Do we have a picture of this chick?
Well, I mean, it's just, you can say woman, her. I'm sure you can Google it. We'll show it to you after the break here.
And we don't know that he's rich.
He's a retired real estate guy, I would imagine. I mean, he's wearing a nice jacket. I think he's probably got a little money. I'm just looking at him.
You like his jacket?
He looking pretty good. Amy, what do you think here?
Oh, no. I think she might definitely have to just be attracted to elderly men. That's her thing. Like, somewhere in her life, that became her thing. I don't know why or what. I can't
elderly
judge that.
Elderly or
85
somebody who can take care of you.
But she said it, whether he's 55 or 105. She,
love is love.
Okay, I guess it is the love part. But
that's
have
so
you
bizarre.
Seen an
85 and 24,
naked?
That's so bizarre.
Like, what do they have
not
in
many,
common?
Amy, no. I've seen Mr. Burns mostly naked on The Simpsons.
Okay. I've seen close to that. And, you know, she's just 24. It's very different. But, you know, love is love.
Eddie?
Yeah, good for him. But, I mean, the opposite of what Lunchbox said. No, you're going to have a family and you're going to die next year. Like, what's the point of that?
Their wedding pictures are weird.
Okay, now
it looks like
Google.
He's just like giving her a helping hand. Or she's like helping him across the street or something.
There is no way she's telling the truth. She does not love old men.
85.
But what if she... Oh, man. It's just bizarre. There's nothing illegal. It's just bizarre.
Oh, wow.
But it's a good sign for if we ever get old.
85 and 24. What's that sign that you see here?
That you still care about that.
No,
yeah.
But you know they're also saying? Looking into IVF. They may not even have to do it.
Right. They may not. 85, you could possibly still have a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
As a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another story. This guy just comes in, barely beats Eddie. He has 102 kids. This guy says enough is enough.
What?
He has so many kids he can't remember most of their names.
That's terrible.
Now, he lives in another country. He's a villager. So he has 12 wives, 102 children, 578 grandchildren. And finally, he's like, enough is enough. He's basically a tourist attraction in his village.
Wow.
And his wives all now are like, you gotta stop having kids.
Oh, he's got wives?
Yeah, that's what I just said, 12 wives.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
He has 102 children that range from age 10 to 50. How do they, if they're all around, how do they end up not dating each other? Just random. There's just so many people.
Have the numbers, right?
I mean, I guess that's the Arkansan to me going, how do you not date your cousin?
But this would be your half-sibling.
That'd be, way. How do you not? How do you not? That's a crazy story. Just beating you out, Eddie.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's from the Telegraph.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Giovanni Hamilton is a 15-year-old sports podcaster and is a huge Eagles fan. So he wanted to go to the game with his mom, the Super Bowl, and he gets on GoFundMe, says, come on, let's raise some money so me and my mom can go to the Super Bowl.
I like it. He's going right at it. He's yeah. Like, I want to raise some money because I want tickets.
And so he
good
raised...
for a 15-year-old, not for Lunchbox, though. I'm just saying.
He raised $18,000.
What?
Which, unfortunately, for the Super Bowl, that's kind of like for, you know, hotel and the trip and everything is only just for him and his mom. So Zach Ertz, he used to play for the Eagles. He saw all this and says, you know what, Gio? Forget this. We're going to invite your whole family. So I think he has three siblings. Dang. He says, I'm going to pay for them to go to the Super Bowl as
Dang.
Well. Yeah, because Zach says he's the youngest of four brothers. So he felt him on this. So he's going to go. They're all, the whole family's going to go to the Super Bowl.
All the big brothers have to beat up whoever he needs beat up for the next couple years now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't pick on him because he's taking them to the Super Bowl. And Zach Ertz, A+, doesn't play for Philadelphia anymore.
He does. He plays for the Cardinals.
But it's like still a big Eagle. Obviously played so long there. Good for that kid.
Here's that.
Why are you mad, bro?
Because I've never been to the Super Bowl, and this kid just goes online, and all of a sudden the player's flying him out
He's
there.
He's 15.
Okay.
He's a kid. Ray, would you play the clip?
So I want to gift you two tickets as well, so your brother and your sister can come to the game out here in Arizona as well.
No way.
Yup.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. Come on. You know I got to bring the best Eagle fan out to Arizona and see my new home.
Pretty cool.
So on top of that, the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, he threw in some rooms for the whole family
as
well.
Why do you keep getting mad? Let's keep throwing his arms in the air.
Unbelievable.
And the NFL Network guy, Rich Eisen, he says, I'm going to get you all media passes so you can go do all
this. This is so stupid. All because he just says, I want to go to the Super Bowl. You know how many kids want to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, okay, but nothing was taken from you. You do understand that, right?
If I put that up, you think they're going to reach out?
You're a 40-year-old man.
Okay, I'll have my kid put it up.
Go, and then maybe have a shot.
Goodness,
that's
I'm
a good
so
story.
Nervous.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Good for you. And he's a 15-year-old doing a podcast, already pursuing his career.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Good point.
Great job. That, and they're giving him an opportunity to cover that for a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, man.
Dang, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. There is, on TikTok, which I'm Mr. Bobby Bones as well, there is a trend where people go, hey, if everybody that's following me or everybody that sees this will give me $1, I can, like, pay off my car. And everybody would just, like, send them a dollar. And people were, like, paying off. It was crazy. It was a trend. And then people just got really greedy with it. Well, I posted one, and I was like, if everybody sends me a dollar, I'll just go find some families that need the money. Just to be like, guys, stop asking for crap for yourself if you really don't need it. Well, what happens is I have $1,000 in my account now.
Wow. Whoa, let's go.
No, not let's go, because it's no party. I got on there and said, please stop sending money to me.
So to your Venmo?
Yes.
What? Oh.
It's legit.
So Mike and I are just going to go to the grocery store or go and just start giving people this money. But now I got to do it. I didn't think it was really... I forgot. I'll be honest with you.
Wait, I
forgot about it.
Wait. Let me do it.
No.
Maybe the news will come.
No. I'm not doing it for news. I need to put it on TikTok, though, so people on TikTok know I didn't steal their money.
That's true.
But people are just sending me money. How do they know I'm not going to just take it for myself? I'm not. Oh, I never... Oh, man. I would feel... Not even I feel bad. I would think that I was going to get hit by a car. Like, I'd feel like if I kept the money that I was just buying a ticket for me to die. Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like giving it to a guy on the street. You don't know what they're going to use it
yeah,
for.
Yeah, but I just would feel not even bad. I'd feel like I'm some way that everything's off balance and it's got to pay me back.
Yeah, because Bobby said he was going to use it to help others.
Right, that's true. But so does the guy on the street.
I also didn't expect to get it. So now I have to go do it. And it's going to be awkward to be like, hi, would you like some money? Because one time walking down the street in Austin, there was a guy. And I was like, hey, dude, here's five. He wasn't homeless. He was just drunk. Yeah. He wanted to fight me. Because like, I'm not homeless. So that's what I'm going to do. I didn't know about, and I went to my Venmo, and I don't have alerts on my phone for anything except texts. So I didn't know I was getting all this money, and I just went to it. I was like, wow, how do I have all this money? And it was just $1, $1, $1.
That's amazing.
From everybody.
Cool.
When are you doing this?
Well,
what grocery store?
Maybe, I don't know. No.
Show up.
Maybe I'll be around.
He's got a wig on and a bonnet. Hello, I could sure use some money. So that's, I kind of wish I wouldn't have done it, but if I pull it down, it'll look shady. So I can't just take it off TikTok. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
To get people to stop sending me money. But I wrote a message on there, please, guys, stop sending me money. Because so now I have to go give it all away. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of money, I did see a story at Lunchbox where how much you have to spend to be a high roller at a casino. Which made me think about you.
Yeah, I always want to be because, like, when I go, the only problem is they have raised the table limits and I want to go to high limit. But you walk into that high limit room because it looks cool.
But you have to spend high limits.
Yeah, it's like $200, $300 just to play.
So that's the point of it, though, right?
But yeah, I can't do that. You lose two hands, you'd be sleeping in the car.
So the guy's like, look, if you spend around $35,000.
Okay.
That's legit. Year, right?
And that's on food and drinks, or is that just gambling?
Well, over 7 years, he ended up spending like $800,000. But he's like, you spend like $35,000 to $40,000 and you're there a couple times a year, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. You're kind of, they put you in like, you get free rooms and stuff.
Heck yeah, I need that. I never get free rooms. Like, they always say, oh, do you have a player's card? And I'm like, yeah, I got a player's card. Throw it at them. And I cash in, get my chips. I'm like, let's go. They never offer me free anything. It's kind of weird.
Why do you think that is? You don't get enough money?
I don't know. I can't figure that out.
What you should do is take all of your savings and get it put into chips, but then don't play with it all. And they just think you have it all there to play with. And they think, wow, this guy's got a lot of money, but you never plan, but you just get the high roller status and credit.
Well, that's what I do. I
know go to, all the savings. Take no, your savings
I do. Every time I sit down at the table, I give him my $200.
No, you have to take out everything.
And then I put the money in my pocket, and I go to the cashier's thing, get my cash back, and then go to another table and give them the $200. So it looks like I'm putting a bunch of money in there, but I'm really using that same $200 at every single table.
Yeah, how's that worked out so far?
Not very well.
Yeah, not very well. Full savings account, bud.
Okay.
Full paycheck.
All right.
On red.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
And then live stream it.
Let's go. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
No, you will not.
Shut up. Let's go. Fly me out there.
If I fly you out there, you'll take your whole savings account and put it on red.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That means he doesn't have a savings account.
Okay.
Yeah, he keeps ignoring you when you say that.
That's right. You're right. He doesn't. Do you have a savings account?
No.
Oh, okay.
I told you.
A voicemail from Jessica in San Diego.
I was recently watching a movie with my kids, Atlantis. I feel like the main character, Milo Thatch, looks so much like Bobby and has some of his mannerisms, too. So if you had to assign each other cartoon characters and you have to come up with something different than Doug Funny for Lunchbox, who would everyone be?
Okay, Mike did this last night. Here's who Mike D picked. For me, Steve Smith from American Dad, the kid, the son.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Looks just like you.
Amy would be Sleeping Beauty. Well, that's pretty. That's nice.
Nice.
Thanks.
I get. Eddie gets Speedy Gonzalez.
That's messed up.
Lunchbox gets Pigpen from
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, the dirty kid. He does look like Pigpen.
Yeah, you do.
That's rude. I don't know who that is.
He's got the cloud of dust falling.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Raymundo got Mighty Mouse.
Yeah. That's funny.
And Scuba Steve got Mr. Clean. The cleaning guy, but with a beard.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, that is okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, hey, I didn't do it. Dude. I thought Mighty Mouse a little more
what
offensive.
What did you want, Coco?
Coco.
That's
for
the
sure.
one you always want. You're
that's
not
me,
Coco.
Man. That's me in animation.
Here's Robert and his daughter Olivia from Bakersfield, California, with one.
She has a morning corny for Amy.
What does a deaf wear to his wedding? A tuxedo.
That's very good, tuxedo. Mm-hmm. A duck to his wedding. Okay. Here is Elizabeth Grace.
Hi, Bobby. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your show, even Lunchbox, most of the time. Anyway, I've been listening for about 3 or 4 years now, and I think you guys are getting better and better. Amy, I think you are absolutely terrific. Just keep going. Thanks, guys. You make my day.
Thank you, Elizabeth Grace, for that call. You can leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. If we ain't live, you can leave it there on the line. Print that on a shirt.
I'll wear it.
Thank you. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
When you have to cancel plans with friends, Bobby, or anybody for that matter, like what method do you go with? Like the truth? Like you're just canceling for no reason, really? Or do you make up something?
Well, first, I don't cancel for no reason.
Okay.
Well, I don't make many plans.
Maybe you're the wrong person.
Unless it's work. Yeah. But I don't cancel because I just want to. But if I'm sick or something does come up, I try to be descriptive and exact because I won't remember and then I'll get caught in a lie later. It's no Mr. Moral or integrity, but it's also why I can't really tell a bunch of lies on this show is because I can't remember them. And someone will go, hey, remember? Nope. So I don't. So oftentimes I just go back to memory and know I probably didn't lie. So that's it. I think that's why I'm honest. Not because I'm a good dude. Got a terrible memory.
You don't want to get busted.
So I think I'll just be honest. Yeah. Why?
Well, so a study was done at Michigan State University because they found that when people want to cancel plans and just to stay home, they don't really feel like going out. They feel like they need to make up some sort of an excuse so that, you know, they stay in good standing. But really, all friends or people want to hear is just the truth. That'll keep you in good standing. They really aren't affected if you cancel the plans.
Or just say, I don't feel good. That's it. I don't know why, but I don't feel good. Something's come over me. Okay, cool. I'd rather not see you anyway.
But that's not the truth.
But that's not the truth.
Though.
But if you don't feel good, that could be you just want to stay home.
You'd rather, you don't feel good about going?
Yes. Parentheses. That's the truth.
About going.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Well, here's what happens to your health when you work more than 40 hours a week.
Why do you look at me?
Come on.
I bet you probably live forever and you live a great life and no medical conditions at all.
Oh,
no
chance. And by that, do you mean your risk of having a stroke or heart attack goes up? And your risk of getting injured on the job goes up. Mm. Your mental health worsens. Your sleep and your work suffers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You stop being good at your
job.
Shut
up, Amy. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I am a little better with balance, but not really. But I love my job and I love building and I love having, I've dedicated a lot to it. But yes, I have had health conditions because of some effects of working too hard. Not the work part of it, but the sleep part of it. There have been, yes, but it's a managing thing. And if you want to be great at something, you have to sacrifice. If you want to be a great dad, you got to sacrifice time at work.
Amen.
If you want to be great at your career, you have to sacrifice. You can't be great at anything
without
great sacrifice. You can be good at a lot of things. And if your goal is to be great at being good, that works too. It's a really hard job to have balance. It's really hard to be balanced.
Well, and some people, their
it's hard
job
work to be balanced.
Requires them or they Absolutely. Have to work more than 40 hours a week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know.
For sure.
There are times my wife has to remind me to shut down for a minute because I've gone from the morning I woke up to the night. But I'm good. I'm healthy. Healthy as can be. All right, what else?
Carly Pearce was talking to the Grammy.com, actually, about making a new album, and she's in the process of it now. And she said, I wish I could go through a divorce every time I have to write because it makes you feel so inspired.
It's every song. It's literally been every song that she's written.
But I don't think that's going to be happening on this upcoming album.
God, I hope
she's not going through a divorce. She just wishes that she was.
That's a weird thing to say, but
that
okay.
It really is.
Listen, I bet she doesn't like wish it for herself, but it's the creative, the motivation, the I'm feeling it, I got to put it down, the personal.
Probably the connection with others that can relate.
It just sounds wrong.
She's right. It's a weird,
it
yes.
sounds bad.
As someone who says a bunch of stuff that sounds bad too.
But we know what she means.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid was walking through a park. It's Lucydale Park in Tampa, Florida. He was going to school. He noticed a dog stuck in a pond, but it was like marshy. Dog couldn't get out. So he calls the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue and goes, hey, there's a dog stuck in here. Like, what do we do? They fly out there. The dog got stuck in like some floating vegetation, but they couldn't get to the dog without getting stuck themselves. So they got the ropes out. They lowered a fire. They took him up over the top and then lowered a fire medic into the marsh where he's able to like pick up the dog like a football, like with his arm, you know, headlock.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Headlock, yes. Football, headlock. He went under, they pulled him up. The dog did not have a chip. And so if the dog owner doesn't come forward, they're going to put it up for adoption. They plan to register the missing dog with the name Gil after the rescuer Gilbert who saved it.
Oh, cool.
But everybody jumping in, saving that dog's life. Man, that would stink to be that dog.
Are you feeling it? You got a little dog story there?
I'm just glad the dog's safe. I do. Man, I love when dogs get saved. That's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.